In this episode of The Variety Show, the boys are on Cheap Show.
So, come on, love, I bought your snails. Give me a fucking hand. Escargot, go on!
Tom thinks he has made last episode's song suitable for 2025.
You gave it a little bit, so you fingered me the other night. Brilliant. Now I want you to
actually
stick your cock
song.
In me.
Yeah, it's a hungry song.
I'm hungry, exactly.
The boys enjoy a taste test with possibly the biggest can to date.
100 out of 100 is the best it can be. 0 out of 100 is the worst it
30.
Can be. 4.
Four.
No limits. What sandwich would you make?
The whole plate was covered in cheese and then just melted.
Easter egg moans and not from the boys.
No, he died for our sins. So we should be thankful to us for being sinful.
Yeah, we're such shit people.
Let's get on it.
Welcome back to The Variety Show with me, Tom, and...
me, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
I'm good, you all right?
Yeah, not too bad. Another week, another dollar, another show.
Yep.
So, how are you doing? Anything exciting happened since we last spoke? Well, not at the Untitled Sci-Fi Show, but the last Variety Show. Anything good in the past 2 weeks?
Don't know. We're trying to figure out a holiday. That's about, yeah, we're trying the logistics of it. Been speaking to kennels, because all the kennels are fully booked, so I've got to find a different kennel.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Where are you planning on heading?
We're thinking we might go to America.
Oh,
as
very
like,
nice.
Last holiday, because we know that, because T starts school, we're not going to be able to afford it even remotely. So we've kind of said to each other, look, why don't we try and do our last kind of big holiday and then not do anything for a few years?
Yeah, last blowout.
Yeah, and then literally no holidays, nothing for a few years, get through it and then, you know.
Oh, exciting
so
stuff.
So I don't know if it's going to happen. Don't know if it's going to happen because it's all based on money and animals in places. Having 4 animals you've got to put somewhere. It's expensive before you've left.
Yeah, and you can't get a dog sitter. Well, dog stroke cat.
Normally, SideQuest Mark looks after the cats, but things that he won't want to talk about, he's not able to.
No, fair enough. That's absolutely fine. Okay, so nothing else exciting. I know we just had a long discussion before we even pressed record on Oblivion.
Yeah.
The fact just came out on Game Pass. Did you manage to get it downloaded then finally after a day of it not actually downloading?
No, it took nearly 24 hours. To download. It was absolutely ridiculous. It wasn't downloaded till the morning of the next day.
Can we just point out, this is going back in time to when we had our 360s and shit broadband. You've got 1 gig up and down fibre.
And I was testing it too, and I had that speed in that I was getting 850 down and 900 up at the moment in time that the Xbox was giving me like 7 megabit download speed.
So I've got to say, so I'm guessing Microsoft just got absolutely hammered.
It could only have been that. Because the same thing happened with South of Midnight.
Mm-hmm.
I must have downloaded that when everyone else was trying to download some other games or something, I don't know.
Now, Oblivion, I've never played any of the Elder Scrolls games.
Mm-hmm.
Was this the one that you could put a bucket over people's head and steal?
Yes. No, that's Skyrim.
Oh, that's Skyrim, isn't
it? Yeah, sorry, that's Skyrim. I don't know... if they watch you steal stuff so in the same way. I don't mean it's a bit of an older game, but you still steal things and get caught for it. But I think the bucket on head is Skyrim.
No, I was just going to ask because I just thought if it's even whether it's a remake like we were discussing, what's a remake versus a remaster, it would be brilliant if they left that mechanic in. You can't steal, but if you put a bucket on my head, that's fine.
Well, I'll test it for you.
Oh, well, you have to keep me posted. Otherwise... I don't think I've got anything to share, so should we just get on?
Yeah.
Please stick with us for this brief advertisement of Cheap Show. It does feature our beautiful boys, though.
We were on Cheap Show.
We were on Cheap Show, yeah.
I don't think I've laughed that much in a long time.
My face hurt. My belly hurt. It's like a workout. You're like you're going to have a six-pack. You just spend a couple of weeks with those two, you'll have a six-pack.
Yeah, or you'll just be crying.
You'll also be admitted.
Yeah, definitely. And, right. So for those of you that don't know what Cheap Show is, it's a podcast involving two incredibly funny men, Paul and Eli. The economy Oh, how did I just...
Economy start? Comedy Podcast.
That's it. The Economy Comedy Podcast. They're pretty much as rude as we are. They do taste tests, music. They go between charity shops, and it's about, as the name suggests, being cheap. Mm-hmm. And you know, they've done loads of things in the past. They did My Uncle Derek, for example, and that's not sexual. They just did Uncle Derek stories, and they are something worth listening to. And I think we may one day look at them, but I think they did them far more justice. And then they do board games. Mm-hmm. And, well, explain what we were doing for the next two episodes of Cheap Show.
So, yeah, they had some old... they had board games based on kind of 80s, 90s TV shows. And it was us two versus Ethan and...
Ethan and his co-host, Sean.
Sean, yeah.
So, yeah, we were challenged against Ethan and Sean of Shut Up and Answer the Question, another amazingly good podcast, which you should go and listen to and subscribe to. They're in their early days. We're in our second year. And it was just a fun day, wasn't it? We got to go through those games and realise how bad our knowledge is of the 80s and how thirsty the people in the 80s were for sex.
I in one hand, I felt like an idiot because when you ask questions, I'm sat there like, I haven't got a fucking clue. But at the same time, you're talking about general knowledge from the 80s.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
Born in 85.
So precisely. Like... So anyway, this is literally not us talking anything more about it. Listen to the next 1 minute and however many seconds, which is the advert that Cheap Show put up of this episode. Go and listen to us on their show. Go and find Shut Up and Answer the Question as well. And, well, don't leave us. Listen to the show first, then go and listen
There's
to
There's going to be a video too, right?
Only if you're a Patreon. So if you're a Patreon to Cheap Show, you're going to see the behind-the-scenes stuff. I believe some of that video has already gone up.
Okay.
And, yeah, you'll get to see that on YouTube at some point, I would imagine.
Team A.
Hello.
100 bachelors were asked this question.
Anonymously.
At the end of your expensive date, did she say yes?
For people only listening to the audio, Paul gave a lascivious wink.
How dare you make fun of my sensitive twitch to awkward situations?
Yeah, that's what I usually call it, sensitive twitch. Yeah.
My sensitive twitch. Who's gonna deal with my sensitive twitch?
Dodgy streaming.
Paul was just asked 100 times.
So the answer's 100. No. Come on. How many, I've lost the question. Bachelors. At the end of the expensive date, did she say yes? I think they're alluding to the fact that they asked for a proposal kind of thing. So how many said yes? Yeah. Not to like fuck or backdoor action.
Yeah. Well, did you have a good evening?
Toilets.
Yeah. None of that. So come on, love, I bought your snails. Give me a fucking hand. Escargot, go on!
I've got an hole in my popcorn already!
Escargot, go on! Oh my god!
I would like to have sex on the beach. I don't see why that is a problem in this day and age. A grown man and a chipmunk on Brighton Beach. Wait! I didn't mean to say chipmunk, shit.
So, last week, we talked about inappropriate 90s songs. What we did is we looked at then songs from the 90s and then songs from the 60s, 70s and 80s that we also sang with no worry at all about and realised that the lyrics were really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've rewritten some of those lyrics because you know what? One of my favourite episodes we ever did was The Irony Spider and Ironic.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I can create some new lyrics for some of these songs.
Okay.
So, actually, before we get there, we had Matt message us, reminding us that there was also Barbie Girl by Aqua.
For what?
For inappropriate songs.
Life and Perfect.
Touch Me Everywhere. Yeah. You can put...
You can brush my
you can
hair.
Brush my,
undress
touch
me anywhere.
Undress me anywhere.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So yeah, that one gets a little bit inappropriate. I've had a couple of extras that I'd forgotten about.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
There's, exactly, come on, Barbie, let's go party, over there in the corner when your knickers come down. right, You Ought to Know by Alanis Morissette, or Alanis. Is it Alanis or Alanis?
I would say Alanis Morissette, but don't quote me on that being the correct way of saying her name.
Who cares?
She probably does.
Yeah, well, she can get over it. Hang on, isn't she the one that did Ironic, wasn't she?
But ironically,
so to be honest, if she doesn't know irony, she probably doesn't know her own name, so it's fine. So yeah, one that we missed was You Ought to Know. Great song. Mm-hmm. I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. An older version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. So basically, Alanis Morissette is going, yeah, I know you're seeing someone else, but would she suck you off in a theatre?
Is she dirty like me?
Is she perverted like me? Yeah.
I don't think I'd want someone to suck me off in the theatre. I'm not that kind of...
So box of popcorn with a hole in your limit, is it?
Nah, well, that'd get under your foreskin, all kinds of sorrows.
Salty and buttery
cock. The thing is, I eat salted popcorn too, so that opens you up to all kind of element. Yeah, I'm not a big...
Chafe.
PDA kind of person. Like, I'm not into all that kind of stuff.
No, well, that's fair enough. Spice Girls, again.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, obviously you got Zigga Zigar. Mm-hmm. That's blatantly just being taken, isn't it? Let's face it. Give me a Zigga Zigar. Yeah, okay, I will. Fair enough. No, I'm talking about Two Become One in this instance.
Two Become One.
Yeah, come a little bit closer, baby. Get it on, because tonight is the night when two become one.
That's a bit more innocent.
I need some love like I've never needed love before. Want to make love to your baby. I had a little love, now I'm back for more. Want to make love to your baby. Set your spirit free. Yeah, no, I know it's innocent, but it is basically...
It's still sex.
I want to fuck you. Mm. You gave it a little bit, so you fingered me the other night. Brilliant. Now I want you to actually stick your cock
song.
In me.
Yeah, it's a hungry song.
I'm hungry, exactly. So, yeah, so we got those three additions. Right. And actually, we'll go back. I don't know when Summertime by Mungo Jerry was released. That's 60s or 70s, do you reckon?
Weather. Is that a song?
Yeah. In fact, let me quickly look up what time period that was, because I'm sure that must be... That's got to be 70s, sure. Yeah, 1970, there you go. So... Mm-hmm. Inappropriate lyrics, and I've done some new lyrics for this one as well.
Okay.
If her daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If her daddy's poor, just do what you feel. So already it's kind of feeling a little bit of a creepy song. Speed along the lane, do a ton or a ton and 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good in a lay-by.
Gross.
Yeah, that's the song that we all sing at summer. No one bats an eyelid to. So I've had a look at the lyrics and thought, what could we do to this? And obviously we're going to go with, if her daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If her daddy's poor, still take her out for a meal.
Take her out for a meal too, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
God. If her daddy's poor, maybe invite her dad along.
drive along the lane, do the speed limit.
Yeah.
When the sun goes down, you can make it.
Turn your headlights on.
Make it good if she says yes. There you go. I fixed the song.
Your consent.
Well, okay, we're going to talk about consent then. Okay. Let's go back to Sweat. A la 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 la. Girl, I want to make you sweat. Uh-huh. Sweat till you can't sweat no more. There was nothing wrong with those lines.
But yeah, fine.
So
yeah.
If you want to have sex until you're such a sweaty mess, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And if you say no, I'm going to ask if consent is no more. Simple. Yeah, there you go. You fix the song.
Okay. And what's the actual lyric?
You
say no...
It's not if you say no. I'm pretty sure it's not. I'm just going to look up. Right, let's have a look. And if you cry out, I'm going to push it some more.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Gross.
So, yeah, we changed it and made it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Okay, going back to the 60s and 70s now, we're Young Girl.
Right.
Now, we all know Young Girl was just a horrendous song, wasn't it? Can you tell me what the lyrics to Young Girl was?
No.
So it's Young Girl, Get Out of My Mind. My love for you is way out of line. You better run, girl. You're much too young, girl.
Much too young, girl.
Yeah, so really not good lyrics.
No, gross.
Oh, no. Not Watch.
So, again, I've updated them to modern-day lyric standards. Mm-hmm. So we've got two here. We've got two sets of different lyrics here, and I want to know which you prefer.
Okay.
We've got, young girl, get out of my sight. Any love for you is considered a crime. I better run, girl, or I'll be nicked, girl. There you go.
See, that's still gross because you're still insinuating you have an attraction. That's noncey. That one there, nonce watch.
Exactly.
Alarms, bell ring for that one.
Oh no, not watch.
It is a very hard song to fix.
I'm not happy with that one. I don't like that one. Okay. Next one better have less noncing. Oh, preferably no noncing.
Oh, it is. Okay. It's far less. Appropriately aged girl, you're stuck in my mind. I can legally fuck you until I turn blind. Do you mind, girl? I'm just so horny, girl.
Okay, that's much better.
So there you go. Okay. It's an appropriate age girl. Stuck in my mind. Fine. I'm allowed to legally fuck you until I'm blind.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind? So I'm asking consent. I'm just so horny.
So, right. We're going to talk about something I spoke about at work today. I was with this guy, he's a very close friend of mine, and he was saying about another parent who is, I think he said they were, he was saying how fit they were, right? This parent that goes to one of his kids' school. And I was like, and he was like, she's a bit young though. And I'm like, well, how old are you? He's 26. I went, nonce. And I was like, no. I was like, yeah. And he's like, I went, you're nearly 40. He's like, so she's 26. I went, you half your age, you add 7. And as long as that number is over the legal age, that's the age that you're allowed to date.
So
and that
to
is
so
basically the age. So as a 40-year-old, basically 27 the age.
Hang on. These rules, because I've just said I'm a fan of Sabrina Carpenter. She's 26. I'm 41 today.
Nonce.
Fuck you. Oh, right. Okay.
Well, you would have been a nonce yesterday, too, because you're saying 26, you still don't meet the rules.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks. I love you so much. Thank you for being part of my show. Let's move on to another song, shall we? Horny.
Remember that, lads. Now, half your age plus 7.
There's ways you can fix horny. And again, I've got 2 sets of lyrics.
There's loads of ways you can fix being horny.
So, all night long I'm horny, and you say that 6 times. I'm not going to say it over and over. I'm not going to go all night long I'm horny.
Can you please?
All night long I'm horny. All night long I'm horny. All night long I'm horny.
This is
all night long I'm horny. All night long I'm horny. So I'll have a wank in the morning.
That payoff was so much better because you said the other bit 6 times. It's the way you tell them.
Obviously so. Now, there is another version. And what I was thinking about with this song, and I'm going to take you into the mind of where I went. I went, okay, we were teenagers when we were singing this song. So we were out in clubs and we were out at parties and it was fun to sing it. But when you got home...
No, we weren't. We were in front of our Xboxes.
Yeah, when you got home, you didn't sing the same song because it's like, yeah, I'm singing this. I'm hoping I'll catch the eye of some beautiful girl at this party. I might get somewhere. And really, what you're going to end up with is... All night long, I'm lonely. All night long, I'm lonely. All night long, I'm lonely, lonely, lonely.
Yeah, I'm lonely.
Lonely, 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 lonely tonight. Yeah, okay. And that wasn't the final song. Sorry, there was one more song. Sex on the Beach, as we know, mm-hmm. highly inappropriate. You don't have sex on the beach. Mm-hmm. Sand in your crack, all of that sort of thing.
You're awful.
In fact, little kids with their bucket and spades watching going, what the fuck's that, mummy? It looks like a humpback whale doing something horrendous. I want to take walks on the beach. Come on, move your body. Walks on the beach. I want to take walks on the beach. Come on, there's a book reading. Walks on the beach.
it's a much more
appropriate song for this day and age. We're not going to be so sexual anymore.
I want to have walks on the beach. Come on, there's a book reading.
Walks on the beach. That kid's made a sandcastle. See?
I like that one.
Yeah, my songs are therefore better.
So much to taste, such a little way to go for diabetes. The boys won't be sleeping after this.
We are back to taste test. We haven't had a taste test for a couple of weeks. I thought we'd have a little bit of a break from it, have a bit of fun with other things. And I went to our favourite One Stop.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It is a good one because it's better than my newsagent in some ways and worse in other ways. And by worse, I mean it's far more fucking expensive.
Yeah.
So what are we looking at today? We are looking at Japanese Coca-Cola, Japanese White Peach Fanta, And really, I only got those because I love the cans they're in.
The cans are great, yeah.
So we are so used to in the UK having a can of drink look like a can of drink. If I say a can of Coke to anyone in the UK, they're going to know what it looks like. Bearing in mind that people still think I'm insane when I say, do you remember back in the 90s when we had lager-sized Coke cans? No one remembers that except for me. Pictures exist, look it up, it's fine. These, I can't even describe them. Are they 330ml, do they say on there?
Well, they're in Japanese, so...
So they're in silver cans that... Oh, so if you've seen it before, you'll know what I mean. They look like smaller version of the Purdy's soft drinks that you can buy. So they're not in a can, they're in a metallic bottle.
300. Yeah, so imagine a bottle, stubby bottle. They do French beers that look like this. At least like a stubby beer. If you can imagine what a stubby beer bottle looks like that.
Super malt. Super malt comes in those little stubby brown bottles.
Yep.
Imagine a metal version of those.
Yeah.
So we've got those. We've got Yorkie brownie and biscuit. We've got the famous Dubai chocolate to taste.
How famous? I've never heard of it.
Oh, God, it's literally everywhere at the moment. It's just milk chocolate with pistachio crunch. Yeah, probably. Yeah. With pistachio crunched up and stuffed inside of it. Mm-hmm. And then we've also got Lay's pulled beef crisps.
Oh, I might like those.
I'm looking forward to those. And then what we also have is something called Peace Iced Tea, which is in the most obnoxiously giant can. I'm pretty sure that's bigger than a lager can.
I don't know if I've ever had iced tea before.
I don't think I have. I think I may have tried Lipton before, but that is Cheeky Cherry Iced Tea. It's in a huge can.
No, it says Cheeky Cherry Cerise Cocaine.
Hooray, we've got Coke from the one stop. Ooh la la.
It looks like it says cocaine, doesn't it? It says coqueen.
Coqueen. And we're going to add a little bit something new to the taste test. Ooh.
Ooh.
It is an app the Chipmunk has recommended called Yucca, Y-U-K-A. And what Yucca does is you can scan what you're going to be putting in your body, and it's going to tell you if it's bad or good. And then it's going to tell you why it's bad.
Oh, great. And glad we haven't got those horrible toxic drinks still.
Well, we may well. We don't know what these are going to do. So what do you want to try tasting first?
Well, the Coke's probably going to taste like Coke.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, but when... You read up on it. Things like Mexican and South American Coke apparently is the best Coke because it uses raw cane sugar.
Oh.
So
that's exciting.
I don't know if it's going to taste like normal Coke or not.
I want to try the iced tea first.
You want to try the iced tea first. Yeah. Okay, well, you crack open that ridiculously large can.
Hey, who drinks this much?
Two cups in front of
this
you.
This is a monster can.
And it's bigger than a monster can. I don't think that's not a 500ml. That is bigger than a 500ml.
695.
There you go, 695ml. I told you it was bigger.
Is it going to be fizzy?
I've got no idea. I honestly have no idea about this. Oh, there. But that doesn't mean there's a fizz. We have had drinks on this show before that have had a really good fizz when you've opened them, but there's been no fizz when we've gone to drink it. So Rob's now currently serving this up for us in a... cups that I should have probably made not red. What's the colour of the liquid?
Tea.
It looks like tea, does it? Okay.
Looks like Red Bull. Sorry, I'm giving you too much there. It looks like Red Bull. It's the same
like
colour
Red
as
Bull.
Red Bull. Same colour as Red Bull. Or Ooh, apple juice. Actually, okay. Tea or apple juice. Considering it's called tea.
It's funny you say apple juice. It smells... There's the hint of tea to it.
Right.
But I get kind of a hint of apple off that as well. I don't... I'm sure...
Absolutely. It doesn't say apple, though. It doesn't say... Sorry, everyone. I might move away from the microphone a bit.
Yeah, I'm really not sure. It kind of has that hint of apple and cherry to it.
Well, it's got peach. It says peach.
Does it? Or does it say peace?
Oh, sorry. So tea.
Yeah.
Cane sugar.
Nice.
Natural flavour sugar's considered... It doesn't actually say the fruit... Yeah, it doesn't say what flavours of fruit it's meant to be.
Right.
It says cheeky cherry, so it's supposed to be cherry.
I'll pass the can over here because I need to scan it.
Careful of the mixer there.
What's nice is it says natural flavours, no colours added, and no preservatives. And I've got to say, that for me is absolutely delicious.
This is odd.
I've got to say, this is one of the best drinks... I think we've had for a while.
I don't know what I was expecting. That's sweet, light. It would not be nice warm. Cold.
Oh, God, no. And that's not cold enough. If I'm honest.
I'd want ice in it.
I would want, yeah, a nice, healthy kind of amount of ice.
I'm not getting any tea taste from it.
Yeah.
It tastes like a cherry water.
It does, yeah.
It's quite lovely.
I actually really quite like that. I'm going to give that a 5-point summer delicious. And I know we haven't said it for a while. I don't think that would be improved with alcohol for once.
Yeah, I don't know if it would be. I'm a 5-2. A 5-point iced tea.
So we're missing out. It's a 5-point in the summertime. Do what you feel.
Oh, yeah. It's that's what it is. Yeah. 5-point in the summertime.
And then we come to the Yucca app.
Oh, no.
Out of 100, what do you think it scored?
Well, what's the good and what's bad?
100 out of 100 is the best it can be. 0 out of 100 is the worst it
30.
Can be. 4.
4?
4. So we have E955, which is high risk. It's suspected carcinogenic, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, intestinal inflammation, disturbance of the gut microbiota, impairment of sugar regulation, and involvement in overweight. Do you know what E955 is, though? And this is why I think this is a bit stupid.
What?
Sucralose.
Oh.
It's sweetener.
Right, okay.
But don't worry, because the citric acid in it, which is E330, is fine. It's a bit too calorific, apparently. It's 150 kilocalories. 150 kilocalories. And it's a bit too sweet with 36 grams of sugar in it.
Are kilocalories like killer tomatoes?
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nicely done there.
Yes, thanks.
Yeah, nice.
I'll get my coat.
Yeah, good idea. That was a good show, though. Do you remember the cartoon?
Yeah, I loved it. I remember it.
Great theme tune as well.
Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one on the planet that remembers it.
No! God, no. It was a great show. Low sodium. So, hang on. It's actually only giving it 4 out of 100.
Because of that A number.
Yeah, the biggest one is it's the high risk is sucralose.
Mm, okay. So it's going to low score a lot
of things.
But
that's in everything. Mm. It can't be that bad. Fucking literally looking at that list of things, you'd think it was going to... Well, sneak into your bed and murder you in the middle of the night.
Well, it's like, in America, they put that fructose corn syrup in, literally. They put it in fucking bread.
Oh.
American bread is some of the worst bread I've ever tasted.
Right,
they put
okay.
That stuff in everything. It's basically sugar.
Oh, so the standard is based on the state of science to date. The following studies are taken into account. The European Food Safety Authority, the Agency for Food, Environmental and Occupational Health and Safety, International Agency for Research on Cancer, and the recognised European Scientific Studies. It has a look at the nutritional value of what you're taking and the additives, and then it looks at the organic nature of the product. So that's how it defines its score. 4 out of 100. I have a horrible feeling here that anything that's really tasty is going to be low scoring.
It's going to be one of those, like, it's going to be a chart, you know, like an arrow, but it's just going to be one line. The higher the tasting, the worse it's going to be.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Right, you know what? What are we choosing next, then?
How many food items were there?
There is the Yorkie, the Dubai chocolate, and the Crispies.
Do we want to kind of go drink food,
ooh,
drink food, drink,
drink food,
food,
drink food, drink food? Okay, what food are you choosing?
La 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 la. Put my hand in.
Only
girl,
if she
I want
says
to...
yes.
Oh, okay. I think I'm going to really love these pulled beef flavoured crisps.
Right, so these are the Lay's pulled beef. Let me see if the Yucca has this. I bet it doesn't. Oh, only available for members is the search. So the only way you can search
is
for a
by
product
scanning.
Is by scanning. And there's no barcode on that, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, is there? Okay, hang on a moment.
Give it a scan. Do we want to know beforehand? It's a bit crumpled up. Might be difficult for you to scan it. Scan me, baby. Ooh. I'll tell you what's a really good scanning app.
Unknown product.
The really good scanning app is the Smart Shop app for Sainsbury's. You just have to glance your phone...
And it does
in the general vicinity of a barcode, and it gets it right every time.
Damn.
It's incredible how quick it is compared to the scanny things I have in the shop, which can be a bit crap. Yeah, the phone, it must be to do with your phone. Like, literally, you just get it, and it's like, Okay. I put my phone near a product. It scanned it.
Well, I've forgotten which company is. One of the supermarkets is bidding off barcodes, and they're going to go to QR codes on all their products.
Why not?
So that phones can do the scanning instead.
Yeah, why not?
It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Go and get them cracked open. Now,
they smell good.
I don't know what to expect of these. I don't know if it's going to be a bit of an oniony sort of
pile. I'm taking
he has.
I love this kind of stuff. My favourite crisps are, well, other than salt and vinegar discos.
Don't sniff the microphone. You meant to sniff the crisps.
Yeah, sorry. Other than salt and vinegar discos, it's Steak McCoy's.
Steak McCoy's all the way. Now, these are ridged. They're not quite as big a ridge as a McCoy.
For my pleasure.
Oh, yes.
Oh, these are so good.
So these are Polish.
Oh, I love Poland.
the first language on it is Polish.
The first language on there is tasty.
The English label says wavy pulled beef. Wavy. And I'll have to try it now.
I'm having an existential crisis over here. Just pause it. I'm just going to eat this whole pack of crisps. Right, okay, everyone. He just paused it, right, after I asked. For a solid minute then, all that happened was he just ate more and more. And he wouldn't engage. And he didn't even look at me. He just kept taking more and more crisps. And okay. I'm like, they're really good, aren't they? And he just kept eating them.
And now I can't get a word in edgeways. Do we see how this goes, ladies and gents? They're nice.
Yeah, they are. They are really. They are a six point. They can. What was these called again? Yeah, they can pull my wavy beef.
Yeah, 6 point wavy gravy. They're really nice, and I would say that obviously we don't want to pay like $3.99 a bag. Like that is.
It is a giant bag.
It is a giant bag, but even then, it's still
expensive.
That's W.H. Smith at the airport pricing. What I would say is Aldi do their own version of McCoy's, and they do a steak one.
Yeah.
Very similar taste, very similar texture, and just as good. So
do they give you more crisps, though? Because the McCoy's ones are very stingy nowadays.
Oh, my God, yeah. No, Aldi is like 95p for a big bag, similar size to that, and it's full.
Okay.
It's really good. And they do the typical. I will always know when a crisp is good because it absolutely shreds my tongue and leaves me unable to use my tongue for the next few days because it's just bleeding, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's so much flavor and stuff like that in there. So, yeah, that's a 6 point wavy gravy. That's one of the best things we've had on the taste test.
What a lovely, lovely treat. Side note, Steak McCoy's at Grandma and Granny's house are called Uncle Robert Crisps.
No. Yeah.
And still to this day, the eldest still calls them Uncle Robert Crisps.
Damn right.
Yep. Sorry. Right. Next is a
drink.
Okay.
It is a drink time. What are we going for?
I want to save the Coke till last because I'm looking forward to the Coke the most.
Fair enough. Because Coke is Coke, whether it should be good.
I think I've had this before.
So this is White Peach Fanta. I can't remember if we've had this before.
No, I think
or not.
I brought this for us to have, but then Miranda wanted to try it, so we just opened it and had it, and I never went and brought another one.
As I said, these were more I bought because I enjoyed the look of the bottle.
Smells nice, everyone.
That'll do big. That'll
so
do
the big. Last peach thing we had, the last one that I can remember. Oh, wow, it's got a smell to it, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, strong smell. Very strong. Smelt it out of the bottle there. Got a lovely, nice whiff.
It's Archer's Aqua. That's exactly what it smells like.
Yep, it smells Archer's. Yeah.
So I'm going to say, just like we did in the centre of London before we went to the Lower Deck special, this will be better with alcohol in it.
With Archer's in it, and that it'd be double Archer's.
Ooh, yeah. That's really disappointing.
Yeah, it doesn't taste anything like it smells. Not as strong. The smell is stronger than the taste.
Yeah, the smell is far stronger. I was expecting it to be fizzy, and the fizziness is gone. It's just that typical thing that...
It dissolves instantly in your mouth. The fizz is gone.
Yeah. And that's not what Fanta is. I mean, we all know that we're a big fan of Fanta Lilt or whatever it's now called. Fanta Tropical, is it?
Yeah, the hard bubbles.
Yeah, hard bubbles.
The brilliant, tangy, tropical taste.
I mean, it's not nice. It's just disappointing. I'll be fair to it. It's a 4 point needs more flavour. I'm not going to say it's below that, because if you gave me that and said, oh, there's your drink, I'd be happy with that.
Mm.
I wouldn't mind drinking a glass of that with a shot of Archer's in it. would be even better, yeah. And that would elevate it maybe to a 5. But as it is, yeah, it's a bit lacking.
It's a 4-point bubbles.
Bubbles?
Bubbles? Question mark? Yeah, it needs the bubbles. That tastes like, now we've opened that, by the time we finish this show, it will be completely flat.
100% it will be, 100%.
You need to scan it, don't you?
I've already scanned this one.
Oh.
Okay, score out of 100. What
well,
do you
now
think
I know how low the other one is. It's going to be a 5.
This is 24 out of 100, see?
Oh, okay, that didn't
work. Not as nice a flavour, so the score goes up. See?
Well, yeah, okay.
Okay, so additives this time. There's limited risk on one of them. It's got artificial flavouring. Oh, and they don't tell us anything more about those risks. Otherwise, it's got carbon dioxide, which I didn't realise has an E number.
Carbon dioxide?
Carbon dioxide is E290. Okay. And then we've got typical citric acid. Again, 2 caloric is what they've got, calorific. So it's 401 kilojoules, which is right to the top in their little red scale there. So it's
bad.
24 grams of sugar in that.
It's incredible when you think about all the sugar in drinks. Yeah, when you put it on a plate in front of you, it's... You think you wouldn't want that, but then when it's in a drink, it's the most amazing thing in the world.
100%. And now, interestingly, this also does recommendations. Letters under it saying, our selection is unbiased. No brand pays Yuka or Yucca to appear here. Apparently, what we should have been drinking is Causton Press Rhubarb Sparkling Drink.
Why?
Exactly. I mean, that was £3.49 for a can. To be fair, Causton's probably £3.50 yeah. for a can. But this scores 55 out of 100. Ooh. Which is good. Fucking chipmunk.
Someone's eaten this one.
The chipmunk was after the pistachios.
So
she said she'd had a nibble in my bag. I thought I'd got lucky and just missed it.
The taste of Dubai, somebody has opened and already munched on some. So
yeah, this is Dubai chocolate.
Allegedly, it's got a nice pattern on it.
Yeah, I mean, just looks like one of those What were the old biscuits that used to have a pattern like that? They were in a yellow. Were they breakaways?
Breakaways.
Breakaways. Not as good as a gold bar, which were one of the first things we ever taste tested. So notice the picture on the bar makes it look like it's a really bright, virulent green inside.
It's a muddy, boring.
This just looks like vomit inside at the moment.
Yeah, and it didn't. It's not when I thought it was going to be really crunchy.
Mm.
When I'm breaking it, then it's quite soft.
I'm already eating it.
Okay.
So
not crunchy.
No, there's a little bit of a crunch. There's almost like a very light biscuit in there, but I'm guessing that's a pistachio. Initial flavour, very much Kinder Bueno. But then you get hit by that saltiness that's... Rob's not... He's not saying anything.
Do I like chocolate? Yes. Do I like pistachios? Yes. Do I like to buy chocolate pistachios? No.
It's weird. I've now got a salty aftertaste in my mouth. I've got little bits in my mouth.
I've got better structure to the roof of my mouth.
I don't like that.
I don't like that. Texture's funny. And I don't like...
The texture is very funny.
It's kind of soft, but also crunchy, because obviously there's bits of pistachio down in there that aren't quite blended up, so there's a bit of a crunch to those.
Yeah, knowing how, like, we got the one that's got the shells in it.
Yeah, it's ours, like, is all just pistachio shells.
Yummy. Now, I don't think this is going to scan as the...
Chipmunk has broken it through the barcode.
Chipmunk has broken it through the barcode.
Oh, bad form, Chipmunk.
Oh, it found it. It found it. Did it. Throw it away.
Hooray.
The Taste of Dubai. Score?
Okay. 19.
24 again.
Oh, that's close.
Same as the Fanta. So, it's bad because it's got under 20% of cocoa in it. It's also got palm oil in it, which is a big bad thing.
Is it?
Non-organic, so the cocoa is likely to have been contaminated by pesticides.
Jesus.
2 sweets at 36.9 grams of sugar. Hang on, 36.9 grams.
More sugar in that than that Fanta.
Yeah, hang on.
It's tiny.
What's the weight on the... 30 grams! So hang on, the bar is 30 grams. How's the bar got 36.9 grams of sugar in it?
It's not possible.
Saturates. It's too fatty with 19 grams of saturated fat.
Neil deGrasse Tyson on the phone. We found something.
Oh,
he needs to investigate.
Again, it's limited risk with artificial flavouring.
Right.
There is actually no positives for this one. Everything else we've looked at so far has at least said, even the iced tea, no saturates, no sodium. Fanta White Peach, low sodium, no fats. That is bad on every side of it. But it still beats the iced tea.
Well, I give it a 3 point. I don't like the taste of Dubai.
I'm going to give it a 2 point. I don't like saucy stuff in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm not quite as low as a two because there is a bit of it. And I'm like, you know, it could be way worse. We've eaten way worse stuff than that.
Oh, I'm sure we have. Do you want to do the Yorkie next and then finish off
with
the Coke?
Yeah, okay. I know it's breaking our food drink.
No, that's fine. Let me scan the Yorkie while you grab it. Yep, I've got it. Oh, highest score. Oh, no, it's not the highest score, actually. No, hang on. What was the...
26.
No, so this is the highest score so far. 31 out of 100.
Okay.
It's too fatty with saturates. It's too calorific, but it's got some protein in it. And it shows a picture of a fish. Nice. Fishy. It's got fiber. It's got low salt. It's got low sugar or low impact sugar. And there's no risky additives.
I can't read the writing because they've done the kind of weird font with black outlines around it. So it actually is really difficult to read.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. Just get it in your mouth.
I just wanted to figure out
what was
fishy.
Because we're already at 25 minutes for something that
was only
meant to be 15.
Sorry, this is the one you were really excited to trying as well, wasn't it?
It was.
There you go.
Right, stick it in your gob.
I don't really like it.
No, I mean... The classic Yorkie taste is there. The brownie is quite nice. It's obviously quite a cocoa-y brownie they've used. The biscuit has a bit of a fake artificial taste to it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what breaks it. I mean, I'm not going to say I thoroughly dislike it, but when it says biscuit and brownie flavour...
Give me a sore throat.
That's the worry, isn't it? Why does it say flavour? Surely it should say... Yorkie biscuit and brownie because it's got chunks of brownie and biscuit in it.
Yeah.
So to me, that says artificial, 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 and that's what I'm getting the aftertaste on. So,
what's the sugar percent of that? Because I've got a sore throat now.
19 point something. It said it wasn't too bad.
Oh.
Compared to everything else, it's
maybe
the least amount
it's
of sugar
added with the other ones.
Oh, maybe. I'm going to give that a 3 point. Not as good as a Yorkie orange.
Yeah.
Which is premium. That is a premium chocolate bar.
A 3 point add brownie.
Yeah, I could have done with some chunks of brownie or something and it would have been really
nice.
It
has a brownie aftertaste. It's kind of doing what it says on the tin. It's just, I don't think it's very nice.
No,
sorry.
I agree on that one. Well, let's wash it down with something hopefully that is nice.
Yes.
Now, my worry is, if the Fanta was flat, is Coke going to be flat?
Well, that's the test, isn't it? Coke isn't flat,
it should
but it's
never
in
be
the
flat.
Same utensil.
Although, fun fact that if you've got stomach problems or stomach ache, flat Coke is really good for it.
Oh, is it? I don't really like flat Coke, though.
I don't mind it. I quite like it. I'm one of these weird people. Oh, that sounded good. Turns out it was just his fingers breaking.
God, it smells amazing. I love Coke. I just love Coke. And I don't mind Coca-Cola either.
Oh,
we're not going to sleep. Oh, good job I didn't let go of that then. You grabbed it and let go, and I didn't let go.
My finger slipped because it's got a good grease on it. Oh, right, so that's kind of, I can't get a good smell off that because of all the other drinks in it.
I'm having a real good pour of that because I do love full fat Coke. Oh my God, I love it.
Ooh. That, okay, it could just be all the things we've tasted.
Sorry, everyone, hit the cable.
That could just be all the things we've tasted. But to me, that doesn't taste like Coke that we know.
It's fizzy.
It is fizzy. I will give it that. It is definitely fizzy.
It's got the hard bubbles.
Bubbles.
This tastes like the Coke you get when you're on holiday.
Yes.
More like pub Coke.
glass bottle Coke.
Yes. Yeah.
Glass bottle
rather
Coke.
Than,
yes.
Rather than now.
Which is
there's
more
no
like
difference.
McDonald's Coke, which yeah. is more syrup.
Yeah. Is there an actual difference between glass bottle Coke and canned Coke? Or is it just the way it's stored? It makes
I
it taste
I think it's just the way it's stored.
Because I really prefer cans over bottles. Like ice cold can of Coke is way nicer to me than a cold bottle of Coke.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's... I know it's just Coke is Coke, but there's a pleasure in Coke. And I'm getting a lot of pleasure from drinking that. And
this is lovely.
I'm going to say, especially because it's got a screw-top lid, which I know we've got that with 500ml bottles, but could you imagine in the 90s, before we had the old plastic bottles everywhere, just being able to get that as a can of Coke and still be able to close it and drink it through the next couple of hours rather than having to worry about, well, the lid's open now, so I've got to drink it all.
Mm.
I mean, that is 6-point Coke is Coke.
6-point original taste. Yeah, I can feel the sugar on my teeth. It's absolutely wonderful. I'm not going to be sleeping for a good couple of days now after just that. Wow, LV. And I really like all the is it hiragana? I can't remember what kind of Japanese writing that is. But it, yeah, lovely. It's a very nice can. Not well, whatever this fucking thing is, bottle.
It's a bottle-an. Yeah, I like it. Very nice.
If I could make a sandwich with no limitations, then I would have to consider burning down the Marmite factory so I could use the ashes as a dusting to the BAP. You either love Marmite or you fucking hate the shitting stuff.
At the beginning of the show, we told you all about our visit to the Cheap Show boys, and we went up against Ethan and Sean on Shut Up and Answer the Question. Well, I think we should send them a question, and that should be, if you could go anywhere in the world with money not being an object, no limits how many trips to what you can do, what is the perfect sandwich?
Okay.
I'm just going to throw it out to you to start with. What would your perfect sandwich be in that instance? Now, we're not going to do what they do. If you haven't listened to Shut Up and Answer the Question, their show is pretty much 45 minutes to an hour. Someone throws them a question and they just full on, I think in their terms, they ADHD it to death. Mm-hmm. So they look at everything they can think of and finally come up with their answers. As of this episode, their last episode was take three things to space to stop you battering each other. And it's brilliant. I'm not going to ruin it for you. Really good episodes. But what is your perfect sandwich?
I do like a sandwich. I'm famous for making people's sandwiches with the biggest doorstop bread on the planet. My brother-in-law goes on about it all the time. Whenever he used to stay over and I'd make him a bacon sandwich in the morning, he used to love the huge cuts I'd get to of the bread.
You've got to say, a bacon sandwich is already looking like top-tier sandwich.
I enjoy warm chicken in sandwiches,
ooh,
which is lovely. I always put lots of butter on warm chicken. I love all the different meats. Like if I went to Subway, I always used to get the Italian one with all the different meats.
I'm a custom boy for Subway. I don't use their menu. I was like, I want this, 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 this. How fucking much are you charging me? I'll have some more then, please.
Hearty, you know, on hearty Italian.
Oh, hearty Italian all the way.
Yeah.
If you're going to Subway, anything else is wrong. Hearty Italian is just, it's perfect.
But really, it's meat. Warm meat in big doorstop bread. And if it's not doorstop bread, then it's got to be like a baguette that's like just come out of the oven.
Oh, yeah. Those baked rolls.
Yeah. One of those. That's what I'm into. Meat and warmness.
Fair enough. Now, I agree with you on the meat. I like a nice warm chicken sandwich. I bought one of those. I didn't buy it, actually. I got given it for Christmas, I think. Not last year, year before. One of those microwave toasty sandwich makers.
Yeah.
Absolutely legendary device. Shove it all in a couple of bit of buttered bread, stick it in your microwave, 1:30 on each side, and it comes out really nicely. I was so surprised by it. Stupidly priced, though. But anyway, hot meat in a toasted sandwich, always a winner. For me, there is a better meat than chicken. That's got to be yesterday's cooked gammon.
Yeah.
That is really good in a sandwich. Especially, in fact, I wouldn't toast that either. That in just cheap white bread, real salted butter. So you get that extra saltiness mixed with the saltiness of the bacon. Happy days.
I've been having a good week with sandwiches because my mum kindly treated me to one of those actual kind of bits of ham that you have to cut up yourself from Sainsbury's.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
And I baked my own bread at the weekend, so I've got my own bread filled with butter and then this ham, which I'm cutting really thick.
Ooh.
So I had that for lunch today, and I also then made myself one when I got home.
Very nice.
And I'll have it tomorrow as well.
Now, for me, as much as I've said all of that, there is one sandwich that would involve time travel, I'm afraid, for me to eat.
What are you going to have, dodo?
No. Look, I don't know where this cough's come from. No, it is possibly a sandwich that it isn't even that good, but I long for it. It is the Three Hammers white baguette with a solo pot of cheese and smoked bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Melted and then just poured into a semi-warm, slightly chewy white baguette.
So we used to, we'd cook the bacon. It was never smoked, though. Unless it
wasn't
came
it? It was just really salty,
so
then.
You'd, yeah, because okay. We'd put it on the grill and the best ones were at the end of the day because we'd already been done loads of steaks and stuff. So we'd be grilling the bacon on there and then we'd cut the bacon up into little strips. Bits, put them in a solo pot. Solo pot is basically just a plastic pot. Fill that with cheese, put it in the microwave.
And then you just pour it over the baguette.
And you pour it in the baguette. And then if you really fancy being posh, you put it in the Falcon and just toast the top too.
Yes!
And
the combi oven. It was top tier sandwich for how bad it was for you.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
But the flavour, that cheese, the greasiness of the cheese, the saltiness of the bacon, and that, as I said, the baguettes weren't nice. They were chewy white baguettes.
Mm.
But the chew was what you needed with it because it gave it that little bit more substance to it. It was just like, wow, this is good.
There was a few of the lads that we worked with were heavy smokers, like weed smokers.
Yeah.
And whenever I used to cook food for them, they always used to... I was the only one that ever make it for them because, like, Chris would never do it, Mark would never do it. And I called it the heart attack plate. And it was basically one of the biggest plates. One section was chips, one was the onion rings, one was the mushrooms,
yes.
And the other bit was just basically a pile of bacon. And you cover the entire thing with cheese. The whole plate was covered in cheese and then just melted. And I'll just give it to them. And every weekend they'd come in and ask for that specifically.
Delicious.
Oh, the gammons are moaning about Easter eggs now, are they? Boo bloody hoo.
Final part of the show then before we get to the outro. I have been loving, and I know we don't talk about politics, and this isn't political at all, but I have been laughing at the really stupid fucking gammons out there who are the ones that were waving the flags for Reform UK, waving the flags for Brexit, waving the flags for stop the dinghies coming to England, the ones that you stop in the street and go, I'm not racist, but, you know, those people. And all the past weekend has just been golden because do you know what's upset them the most?
And I don't follow any of it.
I won't be buying Easter eggs this year. It doesn't say Easter on the Easter egg.
Doesn't it?
No, according to their research, and they've been doing research.
Is this the Daily Mail?
This is everyone. There's Facebook, TikTok, it's everywhere. All these cunts are just literally moaning.
These are the same people that post things on Facebook with those, like, paragraph that says, I do not give you permission to take my photos and use my phone.
Oh, 100%.
Like that fucking means anything.
100%. And basically they're all going on as, well, Cadbury's have put Easter. And then someone, guarantee, if you find that comment, what you'll see then is 100 comments below going, yeah, but you'll need a microscope to read it. And it's just so funny. They're literally moaning about chocolate fucking eggs.
Can't say Christmas anymore. You have to say season greetings.
Oh yeah, season. Winter's. What is it?
Winter solstice.
No, winter celebration or some shit like that. And it's like, no, you can still say Christmas. Get over it, guys. But yeah, they're just whinging about this, and I'm just sitting there looking back at it, laughing at them, going, yeah, because. Let's face it, if you were a super, super solid Christian, they'd really care about the Easter Bunny laying chocolate eggs for your kids, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, that's what Jesus died for. Yeah, guys, you're really fighting the man by not buying chocolate eggs.
I've not noticed that even remotely.
Oh, it's so stupid, mate. Trust me, you'll go back now and you'll see it and you'll go, oh, yeah, look, he's right. They're all really, really stupid. Well,
thankfully, my algorithm doesn't hate me that much.
And not that I got in trouble for this, but I will say, everyone's kind of, oh, we should be thankful for Jesus for Easter. No, no. If I was Christian, you cannot thank Jesus for Easter. You've got to thank Judas.
And the Romans.
You've got to thank Judas because basically it's like, if Judas wasn't such a bastard, Jesus wouldn't have gone, wouldn't have risen, wouldn't have had Easter. So Jesus is not the reason, he's the reason for the season for Christmas, but for Easter, it's Judas.
No, he died for our sins, so really should be thankful to us for being sinful.
Yeah, we're such shit people.
Yeah, we should thank ourselves.
Wow, that was an angry last section. Let's get out of here before they beat me up.
And with that blasphemous last comment by Rob, all complaints go to Rob at channel84.co.uk.
No, they don't. They go to Karen at channel84.co.uk.
I don't. Have we still got... It wasn't Karen at channel. What is it? It was... Oh, no. What was...
I thought that was the email that we gave her.
No, no.
Patron Saints.
Patron Saints at channel84.co. I need to check
I'm
if that
so
still works.
I'm sorry, Karen, that he did not remember your name.
Oh, get
I'm
over.
So, Karen, if you're listening... I'm so sorry for Tom.
I'm sorry, Jesus. That Rob's so blasphemous.
So sorry. Yeah. And Karen's real.
Ooh. fight. Here we go, boys and girls. We've
come
got
at me. You can send those emails to Tom at ladyworld.co.uk.
And on the next episode of the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, it's so current.
Right, you can join us by going to channel84.co.uk, where you can find out about the variety show. You can also find out about the Untitled Sci-Fi Show, which is possibly going to end up as the Untitled Sci-Fi United.
Sci-Fi United.
You can also find out about Lightly Used and Who Takes the Socks Off. Both fantastic podcasts that are part of the Studio Channel 84 network. If you would like to email Rob, you can email rob at channel84.co.uk. If you want to email me, it's tom at channel84.co.uk. If you want to complain to both of us at the same time, then you send it to podcasts, that's plural, podcasts at channel84.co.uk. Easiest way to find us is on social media. And to get all of our social media links, just head over to channel84.co.uk/The Variety Show, and that will give you all of our social media links for Blue Sky, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and you can grab us from there. Otherwise, Rob, thank you very much for another enjoyable episode.
Thank you for having me, Casa del Tom.
And you cannot... No, you know what? I'm going to be the nicer of the co-hosts. You can take the beef crisps home with you.
Oh, no, I can't. It's bad for my waist. You're going to have to give
them here. Oh, diddums. Look at me, you bastard.
Love you.
Love you.
This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.